Before our episode begins, don't forget to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/20sides, where you can get exclusive access to our Patreon-only campaigns, The Other Side and Veil of Shadows, and much, much more. We are also thrilled to announce our partnership with Claymore Miniatures. They are ready to print miniatures inspired by the best fantasy art you will ever find. Check them out on My Mini Factory today. Now, hit that intro music. Welcome to 20 Sides, a fast-paced, story-driven, actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your DM, Matt.
I'm Bobby, playing Yaros, the Dwarven Barbarian.
Hey, I'm Jess, and I play Leona, the Moon Elf Wizard.
Hi, I'm Tyler, and I play the Half-Elven Rogue, Ordella.
Join our campaign as we unravel the mysteries of an ancient necrotic evil, right now on 20 Sides. I need you, sir, to make a dexterity saving throw. And this is a 18 or higher.
18 or higher.
Or you're going, or you're going to take 14 D6 of damage.
Your new character can't be possibly as bad as Silas, so.
No.
There's always that.
Surely not.
Well, definitely.
So this is 18 or better, right?
18 or better.
18 or better.
You get any plus this?
I do. I get plus 3 dex.
Dex.
Yeah, I get plus 3, but...
You got this.
So hold on. So 9, 10, 11, that's 12.
12.
I have Favored by the Gods.
Okay.
Which when I fail a check, I can roll 2d4.
Ooh.
To see if that changes.
So hold on, let's do the math. You've got...
Not me.
13 right now.
I'm out, dude.
You've got 13 right now.
Yeah.
On the die.
Okay.
I would need 5.
No, you got 12 on the die.
I've got 12, yeah.
So you're going to have to roll
6 more.
6 more out of your 2d4.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
And knowing me...
Not
32%.
Yeah.
I made that one up.
Okay, I was going to say.
25%, right? No, because it's 6, 7,
I wish I never asked. You can do it.
I can do it. I can totally
do it. We believe in you.
Oh, yeah. 6 is what I need?
You need 6 total.
You can do this. You got this.
He got
6!
It! He got it! So, you're still going to take half damage.
Sure.
So instead
I'll take half.
So instead of rolling 14d6 and having it, I'm just going to roll 7d6.
Sure.
Fair, right?
Fair.
Okay.
Actually, it's probably not.
Roll numbers.
That 6 up is not one of your dice.
Yeah, that 6 is not one.
Yeah, try to sneak that 6 in there.
Yeah, calm
God,
down.
God, I hate you.
God, dude, look at these.
He's like,
24 damage as fire erupts over
he
your
he could have rolled that on 14.
Face.
With 14d6 and then halved it, but instead he halved the dice. So I feel like.
And then.
Come at him.
She's going to turn around and leave. Or not turn around. She's already turned around. She's going to leave. He's. Y'all keep saying she.
Can we just decide?
Gender fluid.
I think it's a she.
I think it's a she, and I think Niblitz is a boy.
You look at its grundle, and there's nothing. There's no flopping dragon genitalia, but there's also no.
Anyways.
All right.
Ordella leaves.
I don't like this game anymore.
Roll Syndex flies 15 feet forward toward 7. So she is now
7.
Say it again.
She flies.
I think every time you say that.
Did it again.
Every time you say 7, you should have to roll a hit dice.
Yep.
You know.
For damage
every time.
Yeah.
Matt has to take a D4 and three.
I die as a human. Okay. This is tough. So many punches y'all get in my face.
Yeah.
Cast a real firebolt.
So he rushes forward, gets into melee with Silas. That means Ted gets an opportunity attack.
Yeah, Ted. Yeah.
Okay,
get it, Ted.
So roll a D20.
So wait, he rushed me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he's in melee with you.
I thought he said he turned
now.
Around.
No, he's in the air.
Gotcha.
Right next to you.
Y'all better use this.
Ted rolled a 7, natural 7.
He misses.
He doesn't get any adds.
He doesn't get plus 12. Doesn't get plus 12, so.
Tell you that much. He's actually a level 32 fighter. Yeah.
He could have been like a famous warrior or something.
He could have been. You don't know.
Actually raised a farmer.
Sorry, Ted.
It is up to round 3. Y'all have done 39 damage to Rolcindex. Rolcindex is engaged.
It's usually what I do on my own. You know what I mean?
He is melee engaged with Silas. Y'all are still back. Ordella's poison fades, but she is still frightened. Yaros is still frightened. Mm-hmm. He can't move. You're locked into place. You feel like that volcanic ash that your foot is in is sinking, just like the feeling in your heart, because there's going to be a TPK today. What are y'all doing?
Well, do you want to go first, Silas, since you're right there, or?
No, y'all go ahead. I'm thinking through.
I'm going to go.
All right, you go.
Okay, I'm going to try to attack.
At disadvantage?
Yes.
Just making sure. I just like to say it out loud.
Oh my gosh, I've done this 3 times now.
Oh, I see you're on a nat 20 and a 4.
Yeah.
Okay, so you
missed.
I missed. It's okay.
Yeah, I did.
Would you like to attack with crossbow expert?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. 2 misses.
You can unfrighten yourself.
Yeah.
You start to build up courage.
Still got to beat a 17.
You start to talk to yourself. You can do it.
13 plus 2? Nope. 15.
Fails.
Glad we got that out of the way. Mm-hmm. Someone else go.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So how far am I from?
15 feet. Now, if you're right beside Ted. So Ted is 15 feet.
You're about
feet
20
away.
Feet.
All right. I'm going to throw a lightning or throw a javelin.
Okay.
15. Nope. Or 14.
Misses.
Yep. I'm going to go into a rage.
Okay.
That way I can re-roll. I have a fanatical saving throw thing to where I can re-roll a saving throw if I fail. So give me 2 chances here. So 13 fails. Second roll, so I'm still feared.
Double fail.
Okay. All right, I am going to cast at 2nd level Armor of Agathys.
Okay.
So it's going to give me 10 temporary hit points.
Yep.
And if Rolcindex hits me, he will take 10 cold damage.
Yes.
That's going to be my action.
All right. So you're like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Batman Forever, and you look at Rolcindex and you're like, you're not sending me to the cooler.
Yes, exactly. And then with my bonus action, can I disengage?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to move.
Okay.
And he'll get.
He gets an opportunity attack. As he goes to slash at you with his claw.
Mm-hmm.
This is plus 11 to hit.
Good Lord.
21?
Yeah, definitely that's going to hit.
All right. And you are going to take 3 plus 6, 9 damage.
Okay. Then with
my... He breaks across you with a huge claw.
All right, so...
But he takes...
He takes cold damage.
All 10
mm-hmm.
cold damage.
Yep. If he hits, he takes 10. Yep.
I thought it was the amount that he gave.
Nope. When if a creature hits you with a melee attack while you have these hit points, which I still do, the creature takes 10 cold damage.
Okay, perfect.
And I still have one of those left because I had 10. So if he hits me again, he'll take 10 more.
Gotcha.
But how far do I move with my bonus action?
You can't move with your bonus action. You can move with your action. You can't move with your bonus action.
Well, I guess that was my movement then. I'm moving away. That's why he got an opportunity attack.
Yeah, it's your movement.
Okay, so that was 30 feet. So I'm moving back 30 feet.
Okay.
And he also is going to take a D6 because I hexed him. And he's going to take...
I think hex is only if you attack.
When I attack?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're right. Because I think Mother is the same thing. You can deal an extra 4 radiant damage to one target when you deal damage.
Oh, then yeah.
So,
that's with your feature. Yes.
My feet.
So another 4 damage?
Yeah, 4 radiant damage.
Stacking damage.
Yeah.
Because nobody else is hitting him.
I'm not doing nothing back there.
Mm-mm.
Can we start over?
Can we start over?
I'd like to do this again.
I'm going to start over from the top.
Leo, what you got? Rolcindex 20 feet away from you. Silas 30 feet away from Rolcindex. Going toward the lair.
I think she's going to try to cast a lightning bolt.
You pull out your orb, crackles.
Oh, wait, no, I take it back. No, she's just going to do a chill touch because all these saves, every big spell she has. You haven't used any of your legendary.
Right. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Good call.
So, yeah, she's going to do a chill touch.
Make an attack roll.
Two.
Misses.
Yep.
Would you like to move at all?
No, she's just going to crumble.
Okay. Leo stays put. It is now roll Syndex's go. The first thing that is going to happen with the lair action. Silas, you look underneath you and you see magma start to burble. You see lava start to burble. And then a geyser explodes up from the ground. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Are we in his lair?
The whole thing's his lair.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, so the corridor before we get in is still his lair too? Okay. Sorry, continue, sorry.
He's making stuff up.
Dexterity?
Dexterity saving throw.
13. It hit the 17 right here and then slid back over to a 10.
Fails.
13.
You are going to take...
Yeah, for every time Matt calls Philip 7, Philip gets one a chance to reroll.
That's right. Page 143 of the player's handbook.
15 damage. 15 fire damage.
So I'm actually only going to take 14 because I have one left of the other.
Yes.
Now, does he control that layer action? Like he made that
from him?
Come up? It comes from him?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to take 10 cold damage.
Oh. No. The layer does it. It's not the dragon doing it. It's the layer that
it's
does
not,
it.
He's not controlling
the
layer
actions. He's not like,
actions.
Do this. Okay. No.
Yeah, I didn't think layer actions could happen in the corridor outside his lair.
Right, yeah.
But that's fine.
Right.
Throughout the layer complex.
Sure.
Yeah, no.
No, I just didn't know that.
Yeah, right. All right. Then Rolsyndex flies forward and goes to grapple Silas. So Silas, make a either athletics or acrobatics check, whichever is higher, and it will be against my athletics or acrobatics.
At disadvantage.
At disadvantage, because he is Hex.
I was going to wait until he rolled.
Oh, good call. Is Hex a concentration?
Mm. Yes.
It is?
It is. It is concentration.
Okay, so before you do that, when the magma hits you...
Probably need to roll a concentration check.
Make a concentration check, so roll a...
I was going to say, what do I roll for concentration?
Yeah, it's half of the damage you took. When you take damage, you must make a constitution saving throw with a DC of 10 or half the damage taken, whichever is higher.
So it'd be 10.
Constitution
is
what you used.
What
to
I would
to.
Use to, yeah. Right.
Ooh.
Rolled a one.
You rolled a one.
And I was plus six. I just needed a four or better. So yeah, no.
So the hex drops.
Hex drops.
He is going to grapple you. So make an acrobatics or athletics check against this. And this will be plus.
So really going after Silas here.
We're all stuck back there feared.
Yeah, that's true.
Plus six. Is that right? Yes, plus six on the strength. 18.
So you got to beat an 18.
Good Lord.
Hey, there you go.
20.
He made
it! Light it off.
Finally a success. Rolsyndex rushes forward at you, flying through the air. You feel the whip of the wings. You are the wind beneath his wings as he goes to grab you, but you're able to move out of the way. That is his turn because he grappled. Mm-hmm. That's it. But he's going to see if he recharges his breath weapon. Oh, he recharged it again.
You having fun over there?
So much.
So much fun.
That is the end of round three. Y'all
We're
done
nourished.
53 damage.
I'm turning into a rabbit over here.
Y'all done 53 damage to Rolsyndex.
Gosh.
Silas is going to need y'all to step it up a little bit here.
Just can't.
Silas, why don't you start your own crew?
Yeah, like.
Say bye to
you
me.
Just fly up wherever he gets out of his
Well, that's what I'm trying to like.
Just run.
I'm just going to buy a new notebook, dude. I'm going to have a whole new character. Not just my freaking stats, dude. It's a whole new character.
All right. It is up. To y'all.
Okay. Well, let me just get this over with.
Yep.
I'm going to try to attack at disadvantage, so I have two different 20s in my hand.
A 19 or higher hits.
Hit. Wait a second.
That'll hit.
13 plus 10.
That hits.
Yay.
And you can sneak.
Sneak attacks. Wow.
Finally.
All the dice.
Okay, I think I'm the only one that's done damage so far.
Six.
I think.
Plus, I get two poison.
I think it's only been me. It's been like.
Since I didn't do it yet.
Yeah.
I need two more.
Two more dice.
Two more. I need D6. Due. Grazie.
Mm-hmm.
There she is.
And then 31, and then plus 6 is 37.
37 yeah.
See,
damage.
There she is.
There we go.
That's why we brought her.
Yeah,
there she is.
37. All the way up to 90 already.
She just needed to get there.
That was your attack.
Even 100.
You're still planted. You're still afraid, but maybe you leaned a little bit and seen Silas get blasted by fire and raked across and magma erupting in his face. A little angrier. You concentrate. You're able to hit. You've got a bonus action and you've got a movement.
Yep.
That you can't use.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
That's so
she'd
funny.
Have to roll for that still.
So funny. I'm going to try to hit again.
Okay.
9 plus 10.
19.
That hits.
Okay.
Just a D6.
Okay. 5 plus go. 6 is 11.
11.
11 more
101 damage.
And now I'm going to see if I'm still scared. 17.
She breaks it. Yeah. She's no longer afraid. She hits twice.
All right, let's play.
Hitting him twice. You got your strength back. You're no longer afraid. Everybody else, what are you doing?
I'm get my crap out of the way. Let's go. Disadvantage with the javelin.
All right.
12, so plus 9.
Hits!
Okay. There we go.
Let's go. Hey.
Finally.
Hey, now we're doing some stuff.
Finally.
Hello.
Javelin, 1d6 plus 5. So 10 damage. Now to try to break out of it.
Get out here.
15.
Nope.
Yaros.
Still afraid.
Just throwing javelins from the back. Still afraid, but hits and connects. There's a javelin sticking in its wing. There are a couple of crossbow bolts right where its neck is. Leo, what are you doing?
I guess I'm just going to do another chill touch and see where that gets me.
All right.
Oh, a nat 20 this time.
Boom! There we go.
Plus,
that's beautiful.
Double the damage.
Oh, plus 9.
Well, nat 20 always hits.
So I got a 29, so I get double damage.
Yep.
I get a 2d8 necrotic.
So you're rolling 4d8.
Oh, wait, do I?
Yeah,
I you was double just making your damage. That up.
Oh, sweet.
D8.
D8s.
Oh, okay, so that's a...
That's a lot of
threes in one.
That's
four. 4, 5, 8 total.
8 total.
That was a free the crit. Action.
Hey.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Definitely.
Nice. Would you like to move groove. It all?
No, because I still have 4 people behind us.
All right.
But I want to do who... I guess I'll telekinetic shove Yaros.
Yeah, because she can move now if she wants.
Pulling Yaros forward a little
dragging
bit more.
Dragging my feet.
5 feet at a time.
Yep. Silas.
All right.
A dragon staring you straight in the face. You see the fire in its mouth start to just lick on its lips as it's looking right in your eyes.
Okay.
Can Ted go?
Yeah, let Ted go.
Sure. How has Ted survived this long?
That way we're still all back, but we can start kind of closing in.
Yep.
Not
can we
too
get in the lair?
I know, right?
We're technically in it because you can use lair actions.
It's like the front yard is part of the house. You know what I mean?
It's sort of like that.
It's kind of your land still.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
All right, so I am going
but
to...
But the street leading up to your house, isn't it?
Yeah, all right.
This is like the sidewalk. It's like the public.
Right, public domain.
This time at third level, Armor of Agathys. So this is going to give me 15
Agatha Christie.
Hit points.
Yeah.
And we'll take 15 cold damage.
Okay.
If it hurts me with my action.
The Armor of Agatha Christie?
Yeah, yes. Armor of Agatha Christie.
Yep.
And then I'm going to try to... I mean, he'll get an opportunity attack.
Okay.
But I'm going to, again, try to this time go back towards Ted.
Mm.
So
you're gonna try to fly out, like basically fly
over him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what would that be like?
He's gonna reach up and try to bite you as you go above his head.
And so, but I can, how I mean, go 30 feet is what
yeah,
I can go.
Yeah, I'll say you can
still go 30
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So he goes to bite you. This is plus 11.
Definitely gonna hit.
29. You
plus
are,
11, dude, is wild.
Yeah.
You're going to take 16 damage.
What?
So I'm only going to take one, and he is going to take 15 cold damage.
What's going on? Because you put a spell on him?
No, I did myself.
Okay.
How many hit points you got left?
37.
That's not a lot,
it's not
Phillip.
A lot, but I've got a couple things in the chamber I'm saving.
Mamma mia.
But I should be now.
So you fly over his head. Anything else you want to do with your turn? You've got a bonus action.
I would be so stressed out to play one of the characters that you guys are playing with all those options.
No, at this point, I'm not going to do anything with my bonus act. Wait for it. As a bonus action, I'm going to give myself 1d6 of hit points back. Healing light.
Okay, I love it. I love to see it.
Six.
Nice.
It is. Roll Sendex's go. I held on to him because I wanted to be, you know, because hashtag world's nicest DM.
Right, everyone knows that.
Well, we're going to drop a legendary action right now. Not a layer action, a legendary action. Roll Sendex flies to the side of y'all.
Okay, rude, because that's not the way our shield works.
He begins to beat his wings, and I need...
A dex saving throw? Because I got you there. Yeah,
but I think it's everybody but Ordella. Because it's going to be everybody within 10 feet of him.
Well, good thing Ted moved up, because good luck there. You can either do boop, boop, boop.
Ted! Sacrificing himself
so
for
this
us.
This is a legendary action. This is not one of his normal actions. So go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw. Ted and Silas, this is a DC, wait for it.
27.
22.
Oh, God. Does somebody else want to roll for Ted?
Ted even have like a dex modifier or else he fails?
I don't think so. Let me look. I'm going to look.
I mean, he fails.
Oh, wait, he's in Seven's outfit, so.
Oh, he gets plus two.
He gets plus two. You got to roll
so 20. So a nat 20.
I can't.
You can do it.
I know you can.
In you.
Mm-hmm. Ted looks back at you as the dragon is coming, and he looks, I mean, he looks the exact same because he's a skeleton, but you think he still looks sad, and he looks afraid for the first time you've seen Ted.
Do it for Ted.
Look afraid.
Do it for Ted. Or like, screw
Silas. So I would have to roll a 19.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, what?
I don't know what
happened.
Nobody
cares. Ted, yeah.
Silas about to die.
Silas about to die.
Come on, Ted. You can do it.
Come on, Ted.
Silas just did all his actual work.
Silas only one trying to keep us all alive.
I mean, I need a 19.
Yeah, nobody cares, Silas.
I'm just saying.
I don't know where he goes.
I need a 19.
Silas dies right here, but Ted survives. We're all like, yes!
Thank God!
At least nobody died.
At least nobody died.
He's already dead!
You can bring him back whenever you want.
Oh, I'm crying. Sure.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, come on, Ted.
This is not going to happen.
Work for this podcast.
This is not going to happen. There's no way.
Oh, nine. Fail.
We got two fails. Y'all are going to both take 8 plus 6, 14 damage, bludgeoning damage, and you are knocked prone.
Oh, wait, what's Ted's armor class? So, how many hit points is Ted?
Silas falls.
So I was going to say, I'm knocked to the ground?
Yeah.
Because of that? Okay.
So you fall. Actually, you're still
from
30
the air?
Feet in the air.
Is he okay?
Yeah, it's probably about 30 feet in the air.
So it was everybody within how close to it?
10 feet.
So Silas technically 10 feet?
If I'm 30 feet in the air.
He's a 15, 25. Yeah. Trying to save you now, man.
Yeah, thank you.
With rules.
I was going to say, with rules, not with actual like damage dealing to the dragon.
Not going
to
actually do anything for my character to help you, but.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It wouldn't affect Silas.
Boom.
So put them hit points back on.
Okay, what about Ted?
No, Ted's...
He's dead?
I think Ted is dead.
Okay, well, his body is still holding the shield.
His shield falls in such a way.
Nope.
That's all, yeah.
So the shield falls. The protection of the flames drops.
Oh, no.
Guys.
Rolsyndex turns his head and looks towards Yarost, Leo, and Ordella. It opens its mouth to roar. You see that almost like a pilot light on a grill right before you're going to press the ignition button, and you hear the click, and then everybody give me a dex saving
throw. I thought she just did her action.
That was a legendary action.
She just gets a couple of those whenever she wants them. Whatever, dex save.
Dex save, and this is...
First time that I don't have to roll this.
Hey. An 18 or higher.
Whoa.
Now, I'm still feared, so I get disadvantage.
Correct. But
I get advantage. So
you roll the roll.
Yep.
Or Della will...
Something happens with me in Dex.
You automatically take half.
Yeah, and if you succeed, you take none.
I got a 13 total.
Fail.
So I take half.
Fail.
I got my gloves, gauntlets.
So right, so you'll take half.
I got 11 on the dice plus 14.
Fail.
Mom
so
dead.
We're going to use all the dice for this. This is 14 D6.
Oh, Lord.
No, I got it.
Silas is already taking this, by the way. Well, I halved it. But.
Yeah, you halved it.
I only have 50 hit points. Hold on,
wait, wait. 45 damage. So Leo takes 45. Yaros takes 22, and Ordella takes 22 damage.
Ooh. Wow.
Roll Syndex is going to roll to see if he recharges his breath on a 5 and a 6.
Oh, he fails.
He does not recharge his breath. So 45 to Leo.
45?
45.
Jeez.
And then 22.
What are you at?
14.
I have 59.
59 minus
45.
So 14.
That's 14.
Okay.
14. Everybody there now?
Roll Syndex laughs in his dragon, deep, guttural voice. We are down for that turn. That round of combat is over. Y'all have done 134 measly damage.
Has anyone ever been part of a total party kill? What would that
look like? We got this.
Whenever I've played, I've never been a part of a group that sucked really bad.
Right. Yeah, me either. So I'm confused.
We got this.
Nobody's even down yet.
No, I'm just wondering.
I was just
asking a question.
Okay.
Well, all right. Yaros is still, I mean, you just took damage.
Yeah.
And same with you, right?
You just took
damage. I mean, you just took damage, but you took a lot of damage.
A lot. I mean, we got it. I'm just curious.
Y'all got this.
Maybe we come back.
In the comments below, let us know if you've ever...
Yeah, if you've ever been a part of one. Yeah, yeah. Like, do we all come back as, like, a family next time?
Right,
like, we create our characters together?
We farmers.
Totally up to y'all.
Okay. Farmers. Just live a peaceful life.
No, like acrobats or something.
We're a traveling circus.
Yeah.
I got okay with that.
All right, so I am currently flying.
No, you dropped.
You're prone.
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Get your stuff together. Yeah, you're getting too excited right now.
I am.
So I'm still flying, but he's facing... Is he facing them now?
He was more facing Ted, and he just turned his head and...
Got it. So he's... Okay. All right.
Somebody better go pick up that shield, though.
I know.
Somebody better get that shield, though.
Yaros, you could get it.
Oh, no, I can't.
He can't because he's still frightened.
All right, so am I... Because I'm about, what, 20 feet away?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be in, like, opportunity attack.
Correct.
Okay, or anything like that. All right. I'm going to Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
And I'm going to Quicken Spell.
Okay.
So I'm going to shoot 4.
Give me those 4.
At him. So.
Ooh, some hits.
I think they all hit.
They all hit.
Wow. Nice. 17, 2 15s, and a 19.
So he's automatically going to take 16. Or no, it's just plus 4. It's just plus 4 one time.
No, it's plus 4 for every single one.
I get 4 radiant damage when I'm flying.
Oh, okay.
So that's 16.
That's 16 there. But then he's going to take a D10 plus, so plus 16.
Plus 16
so
more.
So 32 more. That's 32 total there.
And then you roll 4D10.
4D10. About time that Silas did something.
And by Silas, you just mean Philip.
Right. I mean, I wasn't going to go there, but thanks. Thanks for that, I guess.
You're welcome. That was roll Syndex. That wasn't really
that.
That wasn't math.
It wasn't math.
Yeah, that was okay.
Dang, that's low.
Yeah. That's more. You're coming back to Earth.
Okay, 11 damage on that one.
11. So 32 plus 11.
43.
That's solid.
You're solid.
That's a turn right there. Y'all have done 177 damage as Silas.
Kind of not a lot at all.
Flying with his bird wings, his angelic bird wings flapping in the air. Four Eldritch Blasts slam into the dragon. And for the first time, you see Roll Syndex like a flicker of pain come across him.
Okay. With my bonus action, am I within 60 feet of everybody?
Yeah.
So with my bonus action, I'm going to cast Mass Healing Word. And I'm going to, this is a D4 plus 4, so it's not going to be a ton, but it's going to be enough to like give a little bit to everybody.
Give a little bit.
A little boost.
A little boost.
Give a little bit.
So 6 total.
To me.
6 hit points to everybody.
Grazie.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to move back 15 feet with my movement.
Toward the
kind of away from Rolsyndex, yes.
Okay, away from the rest of the party.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Sila's big turn. Healing, doing a ton of damage, and moving. Time for a legendary action.
Oh, it's our turn, isn't it? Or can that happen anytime at once?
In between anybody's turns.
Oh, nice.
He rolls Syndex.
Well, poop.
Oh, well, you know what, though? He's not really in range with anybody, is he?
Oh, you already said you're going to use it. You're going to use it now?
Mm-hmm. Nope, you said you're going to use it. You wasted it.
Yeah, it's gone.
Should have checked before you said that. Just like if I say I'm going to roll for stealth, I got to do whatever I said I was going to do.
Well, I was going to go after Philip, and I was like, oh, go ahead, Philip.
Okay, y'all's turn.
So it's my turn.
He can't move.
How far away is Leo from Ted?
10 feet.
10 feet. Okay. 5 feet.
So I'm going to grab the shield. I'll leave Ted's body there for now, so I can always get on the way out. So I have the shield, and I'm just going to...
burn through those legendary resistances.
I don't have enough spell slots to give about 3.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to cast another Chill Touch.
All right.
18.
Plus?
Plus 9.
That is.
7 and a 4.
11 damage.
And then I'm going to use Telekinetic Shove to... Are you still frozen?
Yeah.
What a noob.
Yeah.
What a noob.
What a noob. Is that it?
And I guess I'm the shield wielder.
Bearer. You're the shield bearer. You have the shield on your back, or are you holding it?
I'm just holding it like Ted.
Okay. Because you're not proficient with shields, you won't get the armor class bonus from it, but you'll be able to use it to protect. All right.
Throwing a javelin.
How many javelins you got?
52.
Unlimited.
I missed anyway. All right. And trying to break the fear. No. 4.
Wow.
Not in it on that roll.
Terrified.
Yeah.
It's just frozen.
Just frozen in fear, Yarost is. Maybe he'll die there and they can create a statue of him.
What is it rolling
right
out
of? Right.
Yeah.
If I'm frightened still.
So if he used one of Thrain's blessings, it wouldn't have any effect on fright?
No, I think it gives you advantage on all the saving throws. If only y'all would have used those.
I don't know.
It's Thrain's almost like is. I gave him. The potions that Boren gave y'all?
Sure.
I mean, no bigs, you know.
Yeah, sure. Totally missed that one. I have one in my pocket, though, right?
I don't think so. I don't know how y'all divvied those.
Wait, what are...
I'm pretty sure Silas would have taken it for himself. He wasn't going to leave it with Leo.
I have no clue.
It just says 2.
Oh, there were 2 of them?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I probably didn't get one.
They probably didn't let me have one then. Because it says molten grass gloves for Yarost.
Mm-hmm.
They're fire resistant.
Yeah.
And then I have the load bearer's lantern, which like I'm going to use to find the gem. And then, 2 Thrain's blessings. But it just says advantage on intelligence, charisma, wisdom for 1 hour.
Yeah. Wisdom saving throws.
Yeah.
Would have been nice.
I gave them to y'all. Yeah.
I just happened to look and I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could you give it to him now?
She could throw it to him and he could, well, he wouldn't be able to take it this turn because he's already used his.
Right.
Well, I mean, they're right by each other. They're close to each other.
He hasn't used his bonus action.
So you can take a potion as a bonus action.
I feel
action.
Like I've used my bonus actions to pull him beside
me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll drink that next turn.
All right.
Or this turn.
Whatever. Yeah, drink it now.
Yeah, that's what I do with my bonus
action. I'm like, here.
Potion of Thrain's blessing.
All right, gummy berry juice.
It's good. Ooh, nice.
Start bouncing around.
That's yummy, nice. Yummy. Gummy,
he's
gummy.
He's like giggling to himself now.
All right. Ordella.
Here you go. I'm going to try to hit. 18 plus 10.
That hits.
2 poison and then 1 regular.
Yep.
Oh, nice. 10, 15 plus 6.
21.
21. And then I'm going to use Crossbow Expert and do it again. 15 plus 10.
Hits.
That hits. And then.
Now y'all are rolling higher.
5 plus 6 is 11.
Wow.
Points.
Nice.
Y'all done damage. 220 Ooh, damage. 220. Do you want to move it all?
Do we know?
Yeah, I want to scoot closer to my
friend. How many hit points for a dragon? Well, he could probably make it whatever he wants, right?
Right. That's probably what he's doing. He's like, oh, he got 15 more. Oh, he's got 15 more.
Oh, wait.
More.
15 more. The shield is back up, right? We're
yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Oh, Rolcindex is going to take off and head into the heart of his lair. He can move 160 feet with his full movement, and then he is going to stay put.
Yeah.
Yep, that's where he is. That's where he is. So y'all are about 30, 60, 90, 120, 150, 165, 165 feet away. Silas is the closest at probably 30, 60, 90, 120, 150 feet away. And that is it for this week's 20 Sides. Make sure you tune in each week as Lichbane Thunder Force ventures across the Veiled Lands. Don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon by going over to patreon.com/20sides for extra exclusive access to us. Follow us on all the socials everywhere at 20 Sides Pod. And as usual, we couldn't do this without the atmospheric background tracks from tabletopaudio.com. We will see you right here next week on 20 Sides. But wait, there's one more thing. If you haven't heard, we have partnered with Claymore Miniatures. You have to go check them out. Go to myminifactory.com and search Claymore Miniatures. And I promise you, you are going to love what they have to offer. They are detailed sculpts. They are extremely realistic, but I think most importantly, they are very, very artful. They are the miniatures that I have been searching for forever. So stop what you're doing. Head over to myminifactory.com today and search Claymore Miniatures and get your buy on.